The visionaries. Jesus speaks to the crowds in parables. A parable is a riddle few can solve, a mystery few can unravel, a maze few can pass through. The disciples ask Jesus why he speaks in parables. Centuries before, Isaiah was anointed to give this message to the hardened people of Israel. In Isaiah 6, 9 and 10a, God says, "Go and say to this people, keep on hearing but do not understand, keep on seeing but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy and blind their eyes." When Isaiah asks, "How long?" God goes on to tell him, "There should be no stopping of preaching to the people." A parable is a window to the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. There are those who have, those who do not have, those who desired but could not have. Jesus tells his disciple that it is granted for them to know heaven's mystery. They are seeking, have a desire, asking, knocking, thirsting, reaching. They will get far more than what they expect. And those who do not have, do not follow Jesus. Even if they think they're following Jesus, it is with other motives, not to learn. To them, Jesus is not going to bother to even teach the great truths of his kingdom because they are not receptive. And then there are those who desired but could not have. The prophets and spiritual leaders in the Old Testament era only got a whiff of it. We are so privileged to be in the New Testament era. Christ's strategy, given the situation that he is in, is to teach and warn the people. He doesn't focus on influencing the influencers, ignoring them, and focusing only on disciples, demonstrating his upper hand, creating a new organization. His strategy is simply to teach and warn. Jesus has the unique capacity of engaging multiple audiences at their level simultaneously. For example, in the same media, he communicates stories to the crowds, Old Testament references to the more learned, and detailed explanations to the disciples separately. Christ's focus is on the truly blessed, his disciples, the small yet immensely powerful group that have. How to focus our heart? By listening with our spiritual ears to his word, by seeing with our spiritual eyes his will, by understanding with our spiritual heart his plans, by getting rid of any sin or distraction in our life, by prioritizing our lives around his priorities, by recharging our spiritual batteries continuously. Christ invests into those who are invested in him. Let us reflect on what is our strategy with those who do not have. What is our focus with those who have or have the potential to have? Where is our investment?